Today we're going to talk about the Erickson Public Library and all the different things are coming up here in 2024. Mr. Z is joining us in the studio.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, good
and
to be here.
On the phone we got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, ladies.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
And here we are. You finished 2023, made it through December, which was a very busy month for you guys because you had a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, we sure did. And I'll have Rhonda talk a little bit more about our winter break, but I will say the winter break this year was quite successful. We had a variety of programs for all families to come out and enjoy, and it was great turnout.
And we had cowabunga.
Yeah. Like I said, Rhonda, I'm sure we'll love to talk about the pizza party, but you know, my wonderful niece came out and taught about loom bracelets and did an excellent job there. We had trivia, and it was just... It was a good time, a really good winter break.
And best part of it all was weather did not hinder any kind of attendance. You had a lot of
We had a great attendance, and I know that Rhonda posted something on our Facebook page with photos and stuff. So, but throughout December, not just the winter break, for all of us was busy, and we kept going with our programs and outreach.
Even with all those holidays in there, too. So, Rhonda, how was it, again, doing all of those things at the end there? That break time was really filled with a lot of activity.
It was, and it was great. It was great to see, you know, I mean, some families do go away for, you know, the holidays, but those that were in town, you know, really were very thankful that we had something going on. We heard that repeatedly from many people. So, like Zach said, we started with trivia, and, you know, typically, you know, I kind of, my focus is tweens and teens, but we decided to open the trivia up to all ages, and it was great to see. We had seniors attend, and they had a blast. And we had dads come out with their kids, and we had teens come on their own. And so it was definitely across the board in terms of ages. So that was really nice. And one of our library pages that has already moved away actually created a treasure box for us, which is it's amazing what she did with some cardboard and paper. And people see it behind my desk. They're like, what's that? And I'm like, that's the treasure box. So we pulled out the treasure box, and everybody got a prize that attended. So people had fun with trivia, learned some great information, but then everybody walked away with the prize. So it was wonderful. And like Zach said, we had the loom bracelets the next day, and then we closed off the winter break programming with our Cowabunga Pizza Party. And we do have to say a huge thank you to Pizza Ranch, because they very generously donated all the pizzas for us for that program. So we had Donatello come out from the Ninja Turtles, and we did have 130 people attend just that one program. So we provided pizza while it lasted, one piece per person. We had Ninja Turtle episodes going on in the other room with popcorn, and then everybody got to do the meet and greet and pictures with Donatello. So we were so thankful to see so many people come out and, you know, enjoy the library during winter break.
I think that that was the one thing I heard was, I could have used more pizza.
Yeah. I mean, they very generously gave us five pizzas, you know, but because we had such a huge crowd. And you never know. How to plan for that.
So, anyway, well, let's talk about January. Here we are, New Year 2024. Mr. Z, what you got going?
Well, if you could believe it, today is the 5th, which means we've already made almost a week of our new year. So with the new year starting on Monday of next week, children and teens can participate in our winter reading program, and we're calling it Wonka Winter Reading. Obviously, with that movie being out, and it's famously the book Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, so we wanted to have our own spin. But for this one, unlike summer, it's, you know, not as involved, if you will.
Sure.
But it's 600 minutes, which is 10 hours of reading, and it starts on Monday and goes to about the second week of March before spring break.
So they have ample time to
This. Yeah, and some need that time, and some may have it done within 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll receive, thanks to Casey's General Store, a free cookie. There's like a coupon with that, but they'll also receive a golden ticket. And the golden ticket's going to be used during Willy Wonka spring break. Okay. So we'll have, just like with winter break, we'll have a whole week of Willy Wonka activities that we'll talk about as we get closer. So okay. Pretty excited about that. And then we'll just continue to do our story times. And just want to say, you know, the turnout for story time continues to be what it has always been. But I will say on Wednesdays, for families that are new and may have kids in preschool and you're like, hey, they're not in preschool today, what should I do? Come on out to the library at 10 o'clock for story time. And then if you want to come back or, you know, can't do Wednesdays, obviously Thursday at 10 is available. And then every other Friday, so on the 12th next week, we'll kick off our Music and Movement. That program continues to be successful. It's just fun to get families up, moving and dancing and watching Mr. Z. Enjoy that too. following week, we will have a snowman grab and go, which is part of our January story walk as well as our December story walk. Thank you to Edward Jones. The story walk is still snowmen at night, and there'll be a grab-and-go activity that week while supplies last as well. And then I will say, in regards to Story Walk, we do a sponsorship program with that. Mm-hmm. So if you are a local business, a non-for-profit, and you want to sponsor that, get a hold of our director, Jamie Williams, who'll provide that information. There's different tiers that go along with that. So just a shout-out for that. It's a really good program. It's at McCose Park. It is cold right now, but you could still go out and enjoy it.
Oh, this is not cold.
Well, Mr. Z is a little cold. I'm a little cold today. And then I will say our family fun begins next Tuesday, January 9th, with a polar bear scavenger hunt. So we'll have story time, and then we'll have a scavenger hunt around the children's department, and we'll learn all about polar bears and Arctic animals, and there'll be a craft included. And then on Tuesday the 23rd at 6, there will be story time and snow cone. So if anybody wants to know, the library has a snow cone machine. It's Olaf. And so we'll enjoy some time in, with stories and then have a nice snow cone at the end of that, too. Why not? Let's enjoy it on that. So that is our programs for the month of January for kiddos.
I was going to say on the story walk, it was really local businesses that approached you and said, could we sponsor?
It was actually, the first one was Boone Vision. Yeah. So Dr. Anderson had approached me in May and said, hey, can we do this? And I was kind of caught off guard because we hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. And then approached Director Williams about it. And we thought that would be really cool for them to do. And so we created a tier system. So, and each tier gets you stuff. So depending on how much you want to sponsor. So we appreciate it.
All right. Let's go with Rhonda. What's happening on the tweens and teens part?
Yeah. So we have our regular programming that we've been doing each month. So coming up this month, we just did our early out day this past Wednesday. So the next early out is always the third Wednesday of the month, and we've been having Lego Club that day for that early out day. So it starts at 2. It's a drop-in program anytime from 2 to 4. Come on out. We provide the Legos, and you provide the creativity. So, and we have a great display that we've been putting in our case down in the children's department near the fireplace with some of the Lego creations that the kids and teens have created. And it's phenomenal. Like, we have other kids come in amazed. They're like, that's out of Lego?
Yeah.
So it's amazing to see what they can come up with through their imagination. So we've really enjoyed that. So that this month, the third Wednesday falls on January the 17th for that early out day.
All right.
And then something new we have this month, we had a STEM night here, very successful STEM night earlier. I think it was December. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
It just goes so fast. But one of the attendees that night gave out little treat bags, and there were warhead candies in there. And everybody was having fun that night, seeing everybody's reaction to eating. They're very sour candies.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the kids said, we should do this at the library. So I said, okay. So we're having a warhead challenge on January the 11th, and that's at 4 o'clock. That's on Thursday next week. So come on out. We will provide the Sour Warhead candies, and we'll see who can eat the most.
Oh, wow.
And stand it. And then we have a little prize to give to the winner, which is more warheads that they can take home with them.
Sure.
So that will be really fun. I'm sure there will be some interesting pictures taken with some interesting faces during that program. So that will be a lot of fun. And then we're actually changing up our third Thursday program. We've been doing Pokemon Club, which has been, you know, it went really well. But then sometimes it's nice to change it up to something new. So we're going to try out some kids, well, I shouldn't say kids, tweens and teens movement programs. So there is a YouTube channel called Cosmic Kids, and they do themed yoga practices, which makes it more fun, I think. So we're doing Pokemon yoga on Thursday, January 18th at 4 o'clock. So if you have a yoga mat, bring it. You don't have to. We don't have extra yoga mats here, but come on out. I think it will be a lot of fun. And there's some really fun themed ones. Like there's Harry Potter, there's Minecraft yoga, there's Little Mermaid, just anything you can imagine. So we're going to try that out and see if we have interest in that. So that's something new that we're starting this January. And then I will let you know there's two Saturdays a month when I actually do story time. And the first one is this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. And it's going to be a penguin story time. So we usually have stories and songs. And then there's an activity or a craft after. And that's at 10 a.m. And then the second Saturday story time is always the third Saturday. So in January, it's the 20th. Again at 10 a.m. And the theme that day, we're calling it Rubber Ducky Story Time. Ernie was always my favorite on Sesame Street, so I'll be bringing my little Ernie that I have at home. And we'll just, you know, it's kind of based around Sesame Street characters and stories. And then we're going to do an activity after that. And I will let you know that kids will get a prize out of the treasure box at that story time. So come on out and see our famous treasure box.
A treasure box to be in full use, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
And then I will mention we've been doing the Mindfulness Monday series for quite a while now, and we're continuing on the same format, but once in a while we have an in-person guest. So for January, on Monday the 22nd, we will have students from ISU, from the Department of Psychology, coming out.
Ooh.
And they'll be sharing the science behind mindfulness and meditation. And they'll be doing some exercises that day and just talking about practices that affect your physical and mental health and from a scientific perspective. So, you know, something a little different. So that is in person, Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Erickson Library. And we will be providing a Zoom link because we do have some dedicated individuals who show up almost every Monday via Zoom.
Yeah.
So we will be doing the hybrid program for those folks that aren't able to attend in person.
All right.
For that one. So, yeah, we're excited about that, too. So
it's nice to get the a little different perspective on it.
Yeah, and it's always nice, you know, to have someone here in person too that you can connect with. So we always like to change it up a little bit. So that will be great. And we're very thankful for ISU because they've been really great at partnering with us for programs. So we appreciate that.
I'm looking at this calendar. I'm going, where are my warrior cats?
Yes. So that was run by a teen at the high school. As we know, high school students get really busy. So they haven't been able to dedicate quite as much time as they were hoping. So we're going to do that through January, but it might not be something that's continuing at this time.
Sure.
But we'll see how it goes. But I always like to give ownership, you know, to students if there's something they want to try out at the library.
Hey, they do apply themselves, don't they? And that's a big thing, too. Every time I get the text, because I get the text, I'm signed up for the text notifications, you know. And so I get this, I'm going, Warrior Cats, all right, what's happening?
I know. It's amazing how popular those books are, like hugely popular. We have people check them out all the time.
All right, let's check with Candy. Candy, what's coming up for adult-wise here? Again, I'm guessing a number of regular things.
Yes, we've already had the dementia support group meet on Tuesday. They usually meet on the first and third Mondays, but since Monday we were closed, they met Tuesday night. And then they'll also meet on January 15th at 6 o'clock upstairs. A nice little group, and I'm glad we can offer this support for people. Heidi Kennedy leads the group. She's from Sunrise Dementia Consulting, and I'm hoping that if you have someone in your life that has dementia, you're a caregiver, you need more information, just come on out. It's a great hour. Sometimes they talk an hour and a half, and we're here for you. So
sure.
On Friday today, and all the Fridays in January except on the 12th, you can come to Fabric Fridays. And again, I'm offering the to make a free cloth book out of book panels, as Iowa State Extension has generously loaned us their 6 sewing machines, and so you can come upstairs and sew during the afternoon and go home with a book or two. And I have about, I don't know, 35 plus books to pick from. So if you're able to sew and you want to give it a try, come on upstairs like this afternoon. I do ask that you register, but we only have a few people for this afternoon, so I said there's room for you today if you'd like to come and join me.
All right.
Tech for Beginners will only meet one time in January. We're reconfiguring that program a little bit, and it will meet on Thursday, January 11th at 10 o'clock. Upstairs in the second floor meeting room, and we do ask that you register, and you can do that either by looking at our website calendar, or you can give us a call at the library, and we can help you get signed up for that. This month, Jamie will be talking about, she's actually going to teach it this month, and she'll be giving information about Google.
Google tools, and, as I understand.
Google tool, yeah. Well, everything you can learn about Google, to be like Google Drive, and how to create things and organize. And so if Google is kind of familiar to you, but you'd like to know a little bit more, stop up for that opportunity.
You're wondering what's happening with all the kids and the work they're doing in school. This is it. I mean, yes. that's how they do their team stuff. It's amazing. So
it is amazing. So it's a valuable tool, and we can help you explore more about Google.
Okay.
On Friday, January 12th, we'll have a special guest. Penny Bossler will be upstairs. She's going to be talking about the seniors' homestead tax exemption credit, and she will have the available forms, and she'll be able to help you fill it out and just tell you what it is. And so we're offering this to people on Friday, January 12th at 1 o'clock. You don't have to register. Just stop upstairs, and we'll help you with that form and tell you all about it.
All right.
I did want to mention that we have our usual programs, Craft Donation Days, the second and fourth Mondays, which, hello, we really need some donations for our table. It's looking a little bare, but we still have some very nice things that have been added this week. So if you sew or if you do crafting, stop in and look at our table on the main floor. And we also have the adult book discussion. Will meet the third Tuesday. There's still books available. I think the book this month is The Firekeeper's Daughter, and they're available behind the main desk, and we can help you check that out.
Okay.
And then on the 24th, I am offering, besides having writers' workshop on the Saturday morning, the 20th, the writers wanted to meet again. So I'm like, great. And we'll meet Wednesday night, the 24th, for Write Night, and we're going to play a game. It's called The Storymatic. And it says that there's 6 trillion stories in this one little box. So
okay.
We will not have time to explore 6 trillion stories that night. But Wednesday, January 24th at 6:30 to 8, you can stop upstairs. We're going to play this game, try to get your creative juices flowing. If you're a writer or a wannabe writer, just stop up and play the game with us. I'm sure we'll have a good time.
All right. On the 24th. Good.
On the 24th. And, of course, on Monday night, we'll meet Books at the Brewery.
Yep.
A great group of people. Come on out to the brewery at 7 o'clock and chat about maybe about a book that Santa brought you.
They were okay to take the holiday time off, weren't they?
We actually met in December.
You met early, didn't you? Yeah, you meet early.
Yeah. We met always the second Monday of the month. We met regularly, so they wanted to talk about what they'd read in 2023.
All right, good.
I did want to mention that we had a wonderful attendance for Cocoa and Crafting, such a wonderful opportunity for kids and teens and tweens and families to come out and craft with us in December, and appreciate all their support. I hope you had as good a time as we did. So.
And I know during the winter months, I'm guessing Rhonda, we still are doing walking. Again, the club still walks, but you go out to Eastern Star, right?
Yes, we do. And that is actually coming up this Tuesday, which is January 9th.
Yep.
And we are super thankful to Eastern Star for allowing us to use their indoor track. And then we meet again there on January 23rd, and both of those are at 9 a.m.
Well, we do have a lot of activities that are going on, and I know, you don't have any days off this month. You're going to be busy. Going to be busy this month. As always, again, people can follow along. First of all, pretty easy. Get your library card if you don't have one.
We had six people come in yesterday just on the main floor and got a card.
All right. See?
Yeah, so...
Doesn't cost it. And I do know that you need that for some of the online activities. I think with Hoopla, you got to have the address locally and things like that. So they can you can explain all that to them. So
we can also tell you that Hoopla, there has been a slight change to it. Besides, you have to have a Boone address to access it. And it was 10 offerings a month, and it's 7 now. So if you're not getting quite as many, it's because it's been changed to 7.
That's because they found out it was in great demand all over.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
All right. Or check on the, you guys have a great Facebook or website and Facebook pages to keep everybody updated. Like I said, I get the text updates. So a lot of ways to keep involved with what's going on at the Erickson Public Library. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Let us know what's going on in 24. And people, if you have questions, just stop into the library.
We're always here to help.
Always there. Yep. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.